Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI the Heartland. And with me today, I have Diane Knutson from Rapid City, South Dakota. Diane, how are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
Excellent. Now, some of you may recognize Diane. She was on a podcast previously for BNI Heartland. And one thing I want to point out to all of our listeners is there is no limit to how many podcasts you can be on. So as I say at the end, if you have an idea or if there's everything you want to share, you can email us and get a hold of me. But Diane got a hold of me again and had an education concept that her chapter took on and wanted to share. And when I first saw the email, I can't say I fully understood it. So I had a couple questions about it. But once you fully explained it, it is a fantastic idea. I think it's a different way of focusing on growth in the chapter. And it's also bringing instant value to visitors that you're bringing in. So Diane, why don't you take it from here, kind of open it up. What is the idea that you kind of brainstormed and how did you introduce it to the chapter?
We were looking to grow our chapter by a couple classifications. We had two that we were really looking to fill because we had members previously fill those. So it was an area that we were already used to passing referrals. And we thought, let's attract these specific categories with prospective members. When I thought about having these open classifications brought to the membership, I brought it to the leadership team first to see if they thought this would be a good idea. And then we brought it to the chapter through an education meeting. And the applications that are open that we want to actively maintain our referrals with these classifications and attract a new person into this to show them that referrals, we've got business that we're looking to pass to quality businesses. And we have these specific slips that we have, may have made a different color. So when a member has a referral for one of these categories, they fill it out, turn it into the VP like they would part of the slips as a referral. And then we start collecting those referrals. And when we get a visitor, we can, in one of those classifications, we can show them the business that they could get by being part of our chapter.
So when I first got the email, I just read the referrals for visitors, and we did a podcast on the kind of the value of not passing a referral to a visitor. So at first I was like, this is tried and been done, and I've had people tell me. But then when I got more details on it, I think that's such a great idea because you basically can walk up to a visitor and say, hey, these are previous referrals that our members could have used you for, and you're showing them hard data of basically saying, if you join the chapter, you're going to have opportunities like this. So it's not just the visitor seeing referrals passed. It's actually saying these would have been yours. Now, Diane, I know you've been doing this for a while. What happens if a referral is passed to a potential visitor? But let's say that referral is no longer a referral once the visitor shows up. How do you guys kind of handle that?
Yeah, we set up expectations that they know these are referrals that may have been throughout the year, and that because they weren't part of the group when that referral was passed, they may have had to move on to another provider. That this is a demonstration of what business they could have. And they're, once they join, we give them the stack of referrals. So they don't get the referral as a visitor. They have to actually be a member to get those referrals. And then we'll give it to them and they can follow up. And maybe somebody will be willing to do business with them at that time, or they may have moved on. But it's a starting point with a stack of slips, just for filling and coming in as a new member.
You know, and even if they don't get the referral, because be it, it, you know, could have been a week or two, then it's still a great way to show them what potential there is. And like you said, they have the right to reach out to them. If something happens, great. If not, there was still that opportunity there. So Another thing that Diane and I kind of talked about was, you know, the concept of BNI meeting weekly is so that your business is top of mind. Same concept for having a sub. It's so it's top of mind. So what did you guys, what did your chapter experience when you first rolled it out to what you're doing now to keep those businesses, potential visitor businesses, top of mind?
Yeah, we went through this great idea and then figured out how we need to better execute it. We found that after we presented it through education, it was really top of mind that week. And then the next week went by and it was still top of mind, but not as much action on those referral categories. And then the next week went by and it was even less, and until the point really wasn't top of mind at all, which really demonstrates how you need to be present in the meeting. And even though we were still doing this until we fill that category, that slot needs to be brought to attention through a commercial as our everybody else in the meeting would.
Mm-hmm. So who is the person that keeps those businesses top of mind for the chapter?
It could be another member on leadership. It could be the vice president or in education. As the vice president's report, we found that be a really good way to keep that top of mind, mm-hmm. or even as you're going around the commercials, that you've got a specific slot that comes up and somebody gets up and talks about that profession in general.
Awesome. One chapter I was working with, the growth coordinator had this really neat idea, and they would have four or five chairs up at the front of the room, and on each chair was a classification that they were inviting for. And if a visitor showed up in that classification, they would actually take that chair from the front of the room and then put that in with in the U sitting with everybody else. So it was not only the visual top of mind, but how would you feel as a visitor walking in and literally the visitor host walking and taking a chair specifically for you and putting it with everybody else? I thought it was fantastic. And I know you guys are right on those lines. Maybe a visual also to go with those classifications would be another form of that keeping top of mind with that profession you're inviting for.
Yeah, I think doing that would take it to the whole nother level and encourage people to invite those categories and also help them when they actually visit the meeting feel more welcome, like you said.
Yep. All about that visitor experience. So the big question I'm sure many want to know, have you had these classifications come as visitors since you've started this process?
Yeah, it's really driven visitors to our group in those specific classifications. And we're waiting on approval for those positions.
That's awesome. That is awesome to hear. So I'm so happy that you reached out to me. I love this idea. I love this concept. I think there's a lot of great value to it. For the members that are listening, though, just remember, these referrals do not go to the visitors until they are accepted and confirmed into the chapter. This is a visual way to show those visitors what potential the chapter has for them, but then it's also that next visual for the members to keep top of mind these specific classifications they're focused on to invite them. And I don't know if you've thought of this too, but I also think if you were to choose a classification and there were not a lot of referrals coming into the classification, probably a good opportunity to say, you know what? Yes, we could always use this profession in the chapter, and they could probably direct us more on how to refer them. But right now, we may not have the context here to support it. So let's look at a different classification and just kind of keep moving you guys along to help your growth.
Exactly.
So, Diane, that's all I really got from what we talked about. Do you have any final thoughts, final words on the topic?
Well, we're rotating the classifications maybe quarterly, and like kind of like you said, seeing what sticks and where our chapter can give the most business.
Perfect. So for all of our listeners, don't be surprised if you hear Diane on here again. Maybe a follow-up to how this went, or just her next wonderful, brilliant idea that she comes up with. So as a reminder, these podcasts are for our listeners and our members. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Diane, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.